Good morning or good day, depending on when you're listening to this. It is your host, Nathan Graham, and welcome to the What is Real Estate podcast with my other host, Dion Allen. Hi, Dion.
Hi, how are you? Hi, everybody.
Good, good. Sorry about a little bit of logistical issues. I have put this one out into delay, I believe, by a week or so. So sorry that we had a little bit of a gap there. But yeah, we're in the process of fixing that up right now and ironing out those logistics. So yeah, that's just what it is. If you're watching this on YouTube, please like and subscribe. If you're watching this on Spotify, Apple, and you want to be kept up to date, make sure you subscribe to the channel. It helps us out. It helps you out to keep you up to date with what goes on. Okay, so that's enough of the sales pitch. Today, we're going to dive into time blocking. So for the last few weeks, we've been talking about goal setting. We've been talking about creating our 411 mindset and all the rest. And today, we're now structuring. We now know what you need to do in a month. We now know what you need to do in a week. So today we're structuring and how do we actually set out our week. Now, before we jump into time blocking, I want to talk about the mindset around time blocking, because to share with you, I was sharing with Dion before we started this, my mindset when I got into real estate was I don't have hours. I'm a free person. I can do what I want. Right. And yes, you needed to, I'll get my work done. Don't you worry about that. I was very last minute, like in high school, I was last minute assignments. I started the project 3 days before it was due. I was that kid. And so time blocking to me always felt like, why would I restrict myself when I didn't have to? Right. Mm-hmm. And that was my mindset.
Because we make our own hours.
Exactly. And then what happened though is all of a sudden I started things like I was just so busy doing literally nothing. Like, I don't know. Have you ever had this, Dion, where you're like, that was the busiest day and I've accomplished nothing?
I don't know what I did.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And
yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I did today or even for the week. How'd that week go already? I have no clue.
You're like Monday all fired up. We're going to get business. And Friday you're like, what the heck just happened?
Yeah, I have no business.
and there's a truth behind that is sure, I'd get a little bit of productivity done, but at the end of the week, then I'd feel like I'd have to do extra open houses, extra door knocking. And then on a psychological side, I would carry a lot of guilt for not doing what I'm supposed to do. And what the problem is with guilt is it's not a very good motivator. Like, I don't know if you've noticed that. Guilt is like, feel guilty, and then you just get deeper into guilt, right?
Well, it's because when you're out of integrity, you get into this like blame kind of like, oh, I can't, or I can't do that. That mindset of I'm not good enough. I can't do it. Right. So that's where that comes from. Yeah.
And so then you get some faux motivation for the next week and then you're back into feeling guilty by the Friday. And something else that's very interesting, again, doing this 14 years, the time of the podcast, and Dion, you're about 14 years, like 13 or something like
12.
That.
I'm 12.
12. One thing I find really funny is I talk to a lot of newer agents that are now finally doing some of the stuff they're supposed to doing in the business, to beginning to lead generate, but they haven't converted that to business yet. And I'll be like, how's your day going? Do you want to grab a coffee? Oh, I can't do that. I'm so busy. And it's kind of like, dude, I have the same job you do, and I'm just doing it at a higher level, and I'm not nearly as busy as you. So this is like, again, for fun, have you ever had
that terminology? It's that terminology, you're busy being busy.
Yes.
You're not actually accomplished. That's what's happening there is, you know, you get sucked down. I remember like in being new or also having new people come on and teaching courses and stuff like that. And the new people would be like, because I have a big, like my brand, like you, we have these brands that stand out. They'd be like, well, I gotta work on my logos. I gotta work on my what's my website gonna look like and all this sort of stuff. And you're like, no, you can't waste. And I know a lot of people in the very beginning waste months, not even days, months on trying to set that up. I had a little tiny red shoe on my business card. And it took me I started in 2012. It took me until 2016 to brand that different the way it is now. And then actually we did a rebrand again in 2021, right? Like, so like, you don't have to do it a whole time, but that is that busy being busy. I'm so busy getting started. I'm so busy, you know, writing all my contacts down instead of writing down a contact and setting an appointment. Just, I'm going to write it all down.
Like, right.
You know, and so, right. So doing the work versus, yeah.
You're 100% correct on that. And And I definitely think one of our future episodes, like now that we're talking about this, is setting up as a new agent what to focus on and not to focus on, because I'm with you. It's like you're writing down your contacts, you're writing down your database, yet you're not calling mm-hmm. them, you're writing them. And your job is to call them.
Right.
Write them down. Like anybody can write them down. You can go to Fiverr and hire someone for $10 a day to write that down. Your job mm-hmm. is to be calling them. That's what that job is.
Yeah. So as you're writing it down, you should be saying, oh, hi, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. I knew you in high school. I used to deliver your paper, whatever. Right. And mm-hmm. I just started real estate. Can I get your email address? Would you like to be whatever? So yeah, we should definitely do something 100%. On that for sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So then in my own personal journey, and so then I went through this thing where I was just always so busy, always feeling guilty. It was weighing down on me and I was being unproductive and I wasn't doing business. But I thought, again, time blocking was a trap because it's not my personality type. I thought it would create restrictions around my life. And I want to tell you something. It creates literally the exact opposite. Ironically, my hat is like off on my screen. It's driving me nuts. It creates freedom in my life. Like time blocking creates freedom. And that blew my mind. So like finally, my mentor sat down with me and was like, dude, you need to start time blocking, right? So as an example, and I want to back up, this is the craziness that it would get to. I didn't view everything in my life as an appointment. So things like date night with my wife wasn't as important as showings. So eventually date night started falling off the rails, right? Church started falling off the rails. Social, like family time, like with my folks started falling off the rails because these were not sacred appointments as I was protecting. So fun wasn't happening either because I was too busy feeling guilty about not what's being done. Yet by time blocking my day, regardless of my result, I felt fantastic at the end of the day. If I time blocked my 3 hours of lead generation, I got it done. Even if I didn't pick up a lead that day, I still felt fantastic for the results and I knew what was going forward. And then all my other appointments became time blocked. Like my date night with my wife is a time block. Family night with my family is a time block, right? Church is a time block. I very rarely do listing appointments on Sunday mornings. That's a time block for me, right? And wherever your life is, this all basically started getting treated as meetings. And I don't know, just for fun before we dive into it, like what were your thoughts initially on time blocking, or were you always a time blocker? Did you dive into it or? Yeah.
No, I would say I was a scattered mess all the time and running around and actually causing complete stress on myself and to my family because I would get carried away with, you know, oh my God, I'm working on something because I just got all these phone calls and whatever. And I'm booked now. Yeah, sure. I can go on Thursday, but I didn't have it in my calendar and I didn't know, you know, for a fact, if it's not on my calendar, I'm not doing it. Right. Like, so, so, you know,
yes, I'm learning that very quickly.
Yeah. If it's not in my calendar, I don't do it. I actually schedule things in those areas if they're not in my calendar. Right. So, but in the beginning I was a hot mess. I mean, I remember like leaving for, just showings or open house last minute, still scrambling to print my sheets or do whatever I needed to do. And I mean, and being so stressed that I've got tears running out my eyes because I'm like, you know, like, but, and so to me, I was never great at time blocking and, you know, and it did change a lot. And again, we can go back to past episodes where I was like, yeah, well, the kids got frozen pizza. I had to time block around that. Right. Like, so it did definitely change it, but I was never a good time blocker. And even now I still slip.
Well, and then you have this other thing too. So like, if we remember the last episode, we talked about, and we're going to quickly review it today. We broke down what your week looked like. And I don't know about you, but I kind of looked at that as a week and it felt like a big week, right? So let's dive into that. Like what did, just recap our memory here, Dion, what did your week activities look like and entail?
Okay, so my week activities were broken down. I was going to do 2 open houses, pick a date for a future event, 12 people in the week, ask for referrals or do CMAs, something like, but that's like following up with your database. And then blitzing on social media. My role was to find a class to do that.
Awesome. Okay. So first of all, let's recap. How did you do for that week? Did you accomplish the things you did?
So I didn't do open houses, but I did do showings. So what's that? This is another thing we should dive into is the money of your hours. What's it called when you invest in, we should be, is it your POI or something like that? What you get paid for in hours?
Oh,
basically yeah, the generation, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Your hourly wage, essentially.
So anyways, yeah, basically. So I replaced my open houses with actual doing showings instead. So, because I was busy for the weekend doing that. And then that's it.
Yeah.
That's
it. I knew it would come to us eventually.
I'm like, yeah. So income generating activity. So I replaced the income generating activity with another income generating activity. For an event, we basically talked about what we want to do. We didn't pick the actual date. We need to still think on that. And I did speak to actually 15 people and last week, and I do have a class that I want to take that I've booked. So yeah.
Awesome.
So
okay.
I did pretty good.
All productive week. How did you find, okay. So as we go into this week, we're basically anything that you didn't accomplish, we're moving over to this week. So if I remember correctly, your monthly goals for open houses was six, is it four or six?
Six.
Okay. So let's assume that we're not at the end of June because we'd had that little bit of hiatus. What you would do is now you would say, well, I had to erase the open houses from last week. I didn't get a chance to get my six in, but six is still my goal. Okay. And very quickly, I want to challenge a mindset. And I'm not saying, Dion, you're falling into this. I'm just saying it's just a challenge of a mindset.
Yep.
And that's the justification mindsets. And it goes back, you have reasons or results and you can't have both, right? So and you're correct, showing homes is an income generated activity. It cannot always be postponed because your buyers have specific times that they have to go. And so sometimes it overlaps. Although the reality is, though, to show those homes and generate that income, you've also chosen to sacrifice future business for yourself. So today, Dion is very happy because today, Dion gets a paycheck. But future Dion is like, WTF today, Dion. I needed leads in 3 months. And because we didn't do this open house, I don't have those leads. Does that make sense?
It does.
So it's not wrong to do by any means. It's not about a conversation about right or wrong. What you still want to make sure of, though, is that future Dion gets taken care of. So when we erase the open houses, we now are going to shift them into this week to commit to them being done. Okay.
So and I would like to state that for that case, I also did add more people to who I wanted to talk to talk to referrals to try so that, you know, so I not only did income generating things in substitution instead of open houses, I also did increase my contact level at a different place as well.
Awesome. And that's exactly, if you're going to delete something, right? And you want to replace it. There's actually a perfect example. I'm so happy you brought that up because I would have completely missed that. If open houses, the whole reason, okay, so just quickly, why do we do open houses? Get leads. That's why we do open houses. There's a lot of passive benefits, but let's face it, we do it to get leads. So if you're going to erase the open house, replace it with another way of generating leads, whether that's door knocking, whether that's personal conversations, whatever case may be. Don't just let the future self be out of luck, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep.
So we're going to shift that into this week. And then this week, let's go ahead and start creating the goals of this week of what you want to accomplish. So you did your, okay, let's start at the top. What was the first one again? On your list?
So on my list is supposed to be open houses, pick a date for the event, but I didn't pick the date.
Did you pick the event yet?
We talked about the event. Yep.
Okay. That's okay. So let's go to the next one.
So I can still say pick the date would be my next.
Yes. So open houses just got moved over. Picking the date just got moved over. And then what were the next one?
So I had 12 people a week ask for referrals. So I did more than that, but I think I would just keep doing that. I would bring that over again because that was one of our things for the month, how many people I had to contact. I'd have to do that many a week. So I'm going to do 12 again.
Before we move away from the 12 contacts, and then this is as I do believe you do this, but I want the beginners to do this. A lot of times when we set initial goals too, we have no idea what a metric is to measure it by, right? You're like, I'll talk to 12 people. That sounds easy enough. And then you find at the end of the week, you're like, actually, dang, that was super easy. Or you might find that was actually really hard in all my conversations. I only got through five of them. So this is also a time to reevaluate that metric. is 12 reasonable to you? Like, is that a reasonable goal? And so, like, we're not necessarily going to do that right now. If you found that 12 was good and very reasonable, actually you got 15, so I'm assuming you did.
Yeah. Yeah.
But this might also be the opportunity to say, you know what? I actually got through 12 a lot faster than I did. And I found I had more free time than I did. And I feel like I could have been more productive. So now I am going to increase it to 15, or I am going to increase it to 20. And then if you find that it was just way too much, then you decrease it. Does that make sense? This is how we start to test the metrics with data, not emotion. This is now a data-driven plan. All right.
Right.
So we're moving over the 12.
Okay. And then blitzing. So the course is good. So now I got to just put a plan into action of when I'm going to work that into my schedule, my time blocking.
It's almost like
when am I going to do that
for a reason?
When am I going to do blitzing?
Okay.
So that's what I got. So
awesome. So all this is moved in the next week. And now this is where we're going to start diving into time blocking for the last 15-ish minutes of this. So to begin with, so we have a calendar in front of us. We're going to imagine we have a calendar in front of us from Monday to Sunday. First and foremost, let's schedule your day off. So what is your untouched day that you're not, like, sure, you sometimes have to take calls, but this is the day that you might spend time with family. This is the time you might spend time at the spa, in the backyard, whatever case may be. What day are you taking off?
I'm taking Monday off.
Perfect. Now, as a new agent, sometimes it's hard to take days off. As a new agent, I did not schedule days off. Be cautious of burnout, though. We have enough time in our schedule to have some fun. A lot of our schedule is fun, but do try to have that one day that is for you. Like, today after this is for me. That is what today is, because I've had a heck of a week working. So, okay, so Monday is your day.
So, and so for this, I switch my week up accordingly to, but I used to, actually, it's in my calendar still. I'm looking down because I have my calendar. So yes. Sundays after 4 o'clock, I would have time blocked in there, always family time, because I like to have a family Perfect. Sunday dinner if possible. So this week for me, though, I still will keep that because I think it's important. But I do have a scheduled day off to go golfing with my dad. So I don't want to be interrupted with phone calls or anything like that. So I have it in my calendar. And that's my day off this week is Monday. I likely will still work Sunday during the day, just at nighttime for my dinner. I won't be working.
Perfect. So right now we have Sunday evening after 4 o'clock ish time blocked off, and we have Monday time blocked off. Okay. So
yeah, and do you want me to go deeper with it and tell you what else I have blocked off?
Yeah. Well, so my that's what we're doing. So I want to get all these things blocked off. So we don't touch it. Yeah.
So in the mornings I have exercise from, I do 7:30 to 8:30 is my time block time to do workouts for the gym. I also have a rule not to turn my phone on and try not to look at my phone until 9 a.m. So that whole time is me allowing me to get ready for my day, have time for myself, whichever. And then in the evening, I also have time blocked that nothing after 8:30. So my phone goes off, and, you know, unless it's an emergency or you're in offers or something like that, my phone goes off, and that is very set. That is a very, very important thing for me, because I get sucked in, and I'm sure you do too. Like, if it's in the morning, it can throw my whole day off if I look at that phone.
Yeah.
Right. Like, my whole day, all of a sudden I'm running behind like crazy because I'm answering questions, I'm doing whatever, you're putting out fires, or, you know, it doesn't matter. You get sucked in. It's a lot. I don't mind doing if I know I got nothing planned for the day. If I pick it up early and I go, I have no appointments, I don't care. Yep. But when I know I got a scheduled day.
Perfect. Honestly, like, one of the biggest struggles I've been struggling with lately, and it has to go back to time blocking, is fitting in my gym time. I've been fighting harder and harder to fit that time in because I don't have it blocked off right now. I haven't respected my time there. So it's good. Yes, you blocked off your gym time from 7:30 to 8:30. Your phone doesn't really turn on till 9 o'clock. And for the record, I can attest to it. I don't know if her phone ever comes off of, this is on silent mode. Would you like to notify silent mode? The bottom of every method. After 8 o'clock, was it at night? That is also when your phone's
8:30.
I want to let you know when I'm in offers and negotiations, sometimes I remember prior to kids, I was like, who doesn't negotiate till midnight? Now that I have a kid, I'm like, who doesn't offer after 9? You guys are ridiculous. Having said that, this is also something important, because we're not going to, again, it's just one of those things we'll say today, but we'll talk about it later. you train people how to treat you. And if you start responding to your clients at 9:30, 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, well, the next night they're going to expect it. And if you don't do it, they will be disappointed in you. Yet by making that standard right away, if my phone shuts off by 8 o'clock, unless it's an emergency, oftentimes, I don't know if you get this. If I get a text from my client after 8 o'clock, it'll often say something along the lines of, "Hey, Nathan, I have a question. I know you're not on right now, so get back to me in the morning. I just don't want to forget it." And they're respecting my time in sending it to me.
Yeah. That's awesome. And I would do that. And I do that with my clients as well. I don't want to phone you at. I don't want to have a conversation with you at 9 o'clock at night. I hope you're winding down for the night and don't want to hear from me anyways, unless I'm saying, "Oh my gosh, we've got an offer and we have to deal with it." I don't want to talk to you that late at night. Right?
Exactly. So. Okay. So. Yeah. For the sake of time, we have kind of our, so we've exercised the idea, like we have our exercise, we have our family time, we have all the important things blocked off. Now let's talk about
this. And now, so now after I do that, that's when I go in and I put in my meetings, my weekly meetings are always in there. I put in my schedule, any open house time, I block it for open house time. I block it for my lead generation that I want to do. And sometimes it's not the morning, sometimes it's the afternoon, because I know that I might get a better, like if I'm doing, if we're doing some sort of like leaf bag drop or whatever, I would do it in the afternoon versus in the morning, because I might see more people coming home, or, you know, you do all that sort of stuff. But I put that all in the calendar. And then I also put in there, if I know I've got offer presentations or anything like that scheduled, I schedule phone calls with my clients as well, like a weekly phone call, or don't forget to send the stats on the Monday, or do whatever, like that sort of thing. But yeah, so, and then dinners, like for, or follow up or anything like that gets put in there too with, but those are with clients or potential clients or whichever.
Awesome. Okay. So really what our next step,
can I just make one point? Sometimes I don't actually have anything scheduled, but I will block Wednesday and say, "I don't want to do anything on Wednesday just in case I have to do showings for this couple," or, you know, like that sort of thing.
Awesome. Okay. So right now we blocked out, like, for example, I know on a certain morning you have your team meeting blocked out for 2 hours-ish. I know you have this podcast blocked out now. I know for sure you have it blocked out now because you have an amazing admin. We have the podcast blocked out. You'll have other things, like if you have an offer night coming up, you'll have that blocked out, right? So this is what we're all pre-setting up. This is all untouchable time, okay? And something that is very important is you do seem to have a chunk of time that is blocked out for just miscellaneous. So this might be a time that you can go sit by the pool you no longer have in your backyard, enjoy, I don't know, a beverage of some sort. And then if someone calls you, you're still technically working, yet if no one calls you, you're just enjoying the day, okay?
Yeah, awesome. Exactly.
Now, and then this weekend, let's go to your action steps for the week that we created. So this weekend, you now have your open houses time blocked in. Okay.
Yeah.
You need to set the date for the event. Well, that's going to be blocked in now to your team meeting. Correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So now let's go to the big one, contacting and having 12 great conversations and asking for referrals. This is where it's like, when now do you want to block that in? We can't do it Monday. We can't do it Sunday evening. It has to be after, 9 o'clock. So what day this week do you want to block in specifically for those conversations?
So Tuesday, I'm going to say Tuesday. I would do Tuesday in the afternoon, and I would do Thursday as well. And Thursday, I actually will do the after 9 o'clock in the morning, and I'll do that between 9 and 11.
So 9 and 11 on Thursday and say 1 and 3 on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Okay. So now this is untouchable time. And here's the beautiful thing that gives you freedom in time blocking. First and foremost, do not allow yourself to get distracted in that time, because that is the time you're dedicating to this task. Yet once you're done that time, what do you do at 3 o'clock?
I can go and hang out, do whatever I want if I don't have anything else but booked.
Exactly.
It really depends. Yeah. Yeah, it really
what
depends.
What this time blocking right now is allowing, it is not about filling up your days so you have every moment just going. Yeah. What this is about is making sure you get your big activities out of the way, that future Dion is going to be okay, right?
Yeah.
And then today, Dion can enjoy the evening.
So when we did Rich Robbins training, which is great, it's marvelous, they taught us how to do the perfect week. So the perfect week, literally you time block like all of it. Like it actually was really overwhelming for quite a few people on my team. So what I said was, is you don't have to block this off as spare time. Just leave it blank. So, because if it's too much and it's overwhelming, right, just schedule the stuff you need. And then it won't look like you have meeting after meeting after meeting after meeting. Because sometimes it makes people feel anxious, right? Mm-hmm. So now let's say I'm done on Monday or Tuesday at 3 o'clock. I have nothing in my calendar there right now. I don't have to schedule that as, work time. I don't have to. I can leave it as whatever comes my way. I don't have to put a block in my calendar to make it stressful. So right, I did find that, you know, creating, trying to be too regimented as well, sometimes is not good for all people. Some people work really well with it. People like myself and others I know, not so much.
And I think that's absolutely perfect. What you're saying is after 3 o'clock on Tuesday, yeah, you don't put in like potential clients showing up because that does create anxiety. This is now, Leon's like, I'm back by my pool that I used to have and I'm now having my beverage. And if someone wants to show a property, then I'm still here available to show. But if not, my day is done, right?
Yeah. And I find when I'm in my, like when I'm actually paying attention to my calendar, because there are times where I'm like not paying attention to it somehow and I slip off of it or whatever. But I find when I'm actually paying attention to my calendar and I get a random phone call while I'm driving and I can't look at my calendar, I actually know it in the back of my head. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know what? I'm free on Tuesday. Do you want me to come do a listing appointment on Tuesday night? Great. We'll get back to you when I stop driving. I'll get all the information I need from you and I'll set it on that time because I know I'm free. So if I'm looking at my calendar all the time, I'm setting it all the time. I get it's locked in my brain, makes it easier to do those fly by the seat of my pants kind of phone calls that you get when you're not in front of a computer to check or you're driving and you can't look at your calendar because you'll get a ticket.
And then the last thing, just quickly, we want to put in there is your social media blitz time, which is about an hour, 2 hours a week, maybe 3 hours a week. Yes. So when do you want to throw that in there?
So I feel like that's going to be my 8 to 9 o'clock kind of idea because for me, I don't want to talk to anybody, but I'm okay with socializing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I feel like that might be a good time because then I know people have put the kids to bed. They've fed families or whatever else, and they're not in bed yet. 8 o'clock seems like, but I haven't totally fully, but I'm playing with that idea. And if not, then I'll probably figure it out because I'd like to do an hour a day for 5 days and just figure out where I'm going to place that in there. So, but right now I'm like, I feel like a lot of people respond to me on, because when I do message people on Facebook, because that's usually the time I have to scroll through and see what people are doing in social anyways. So they will respond to me then. So that's why I kind of feel like that might be a good time to do it. Okay. It's not that I'm working. I am working, but I'm doing it because I also enjoy it. And I'm reaching out to people I know as well, or possibly know, or maybe want to make connection with.
And this is the test and measure. You're going to put it in your time block maybe for this week between 8 and 9 o'clock. And then next week when we have a conversation, I'm going to say, well, how did that go? And you're like, you know what? Actually, it was horrible. I found at 8 o'clock, my brain just shut off and I did not have the patience for this. So I now learned that I'm going to slot into somewhere else. Like this is the test and measure. And I don't know.
And you're allowed to do that.
Yes, you are completely allowed to do that.
Yeah. And I think one of the key things that we were taught always when we were learning how to time block is, you know, don't beat yourself up if you didn't do it that day or maybe something got in your way. Look, you'll get a phone call. You got a kid you got to pick up from school all of a sudden, or a client needs you to do something right away or something with your listing, or they really only can go during the time you're supposed to go to be doing your time blocked phone calls or your door knocking or whatever. That's the only time they could see a house. Don't beat yourself up over not doing it then. Just replace it. Like we said earlier with me, I didn't do the open houses, but I did make sure that I contacted more people to hopefully make up for what I might have missed in my thing. So, but I feel like that goes in line with what we talked about with the integrity and feeling guilty and not whatever. So don't feel guilty. Just replace it. Just move it along.
And be it's aware okay. Didn't do and it today. Observe it, right? Now, the point that I'm talking to about freedom is I've been kind of just tracking in my head a little bit about our conversation. So let's face it, like you're working maybe 2 hours a day on the weekend. So there's 4 hours. You're taking Monday off. You're working about 5 hours on Tuesday. You're working about 4 hours on Wednesday. You're working about only actually about 3 hours on Tuesday. And we haven't even talked about a Friday plan at all. So we don't even know what the heck's going on that day. So you
In the summer, I leave Fridays completely free, depending on what's going to happen.
There you go. And now we have another free day. So how many, if you were to take your last 5 year average, how many ends a year do you figure you do?
45-ish,
give or take. And judging by what we just went through, you're what, 20 hours a week of dedicated work?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, it is not to say that it's bad, but, and obviously there's times in showings and there's
no, but dedicate. Yeah. We're talking about
dedicated time in my time blocking. You're 20 hours a week and you're doing pretty dang well. So this is why I'm saying time blocking creates freedom. Even if you're doing and committing to 3 hours of lead generation every single day, that's still only 15 hours a week that will build a massive, I guarantee you will have a $500,000 to $1 million business if you do 3 hours of solid lead generation every single day, 5 days a week.
And the thing that is that people don't understand, like if you're working in open house, you can get about 8 to 10 hours of lead generation out of that.
Yes.
Just for the open house.
Because the next day we follow up and calls and
door knocking before and all of that sort of stuff. There's so many, right? So yeah, I think we should maybe do something on different ways, different types of lead generation or platforms and things like that.
I'll send you the slides.
I have an open house. I have open house slides for that too.
Awesome. So for the effort of time, because we're at 31, like these things fly. Like, can you believe we spent 31 minutes already?
I know.
The jokes I want to make right now. The future, like the whole point, what I'm hoping we really conveyed in this, and I really hope that you get is, and if I'll do my summary, then Dion will do yours. Is number one, the time blocking is not a prison. It is an ideal. It is organization. So all you're doing is just organizing. And with the attitude of looking back at the last week saying this worked or this didn't, right?
Yeah.
That allows you is what creates a data-driven model for a big business that suits your life. As an example, you'll hear a lot of the time blocking people say, start your lead generation at 9 a.m. And honestly, if I'm door knocking, 10 a.m. has been the best time to door knock in my career. I love doing it at 10 a.m. I get great results. I have a good friend of mine who's a big real estate coach. He's not even awake at 10 a.m. His day doesn't start till 1, but that's what suits him and his lifestyle. Yep. And that is what that difference comes into play. So I want you to time block to get organized so you're not losing out on your family, so you're not losing out on your lead generation, so your future self thanks you while your today self gets still some enjoyment. Yet don't take it as guilt. I'll be honest, the first time I started doing 3 hours of solid lead generation a day, I just felt so free for the rest of the day. So free.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Did you feel accomplished?
Exactly.
It's even so that getting that that exercise back in, you feel so good. If you do it first thing in the morning, you feel really good. Right. So my thing is honestly just it, especially for someone who is as chaotic a mess that I am, the time blocking really helps with that. A lot of people will know me to be like, oh, squirrel. Oh, here. I'm like, I am all over the place. I've never been diagnosed with anything, but it probably should be. And the time blocking has helped. And when I'm not in my time blocking or paying attention to my calendar, that's when errors happen. Guilt happens. No motivation happens. Just the mindset changes. Right. So to me, it's super important. And remember that, you know, like if you can't get it done today, you can get it done tomorrow, but you don't want to put off today what can be done. Exactly. You know what I mean? Like that, whatever that thing is, you want to be able to still do it. Don't make that as an excuse, but it's like, it's okay to let yourself off the hook a little bit as long as you are replacing it.
If you erase, you must replace.
Yes. And you don't have to be, I like that you brought up, you don't have to be, I remember being so like listening to people say to me, when I started, if you're not in the office by 8 o'clock in the morning, then you're not doing business. And I was like, well, I am never going in the office. That's why I'm a realtor. I don't want to be in the office at 8 o'clock in the morning, right? Like, I'm sorry, but I do like to start my day at 9:30 or 10 after I've done all those things. And most of my meetings, I'll start at 9:30 or 10 o'clock is when the earliest I want to do any meetings as well, right? So, yeah.
Awesome. All right. Awesome. Dion, I'll see you next week. I'll see you before that. But according to this podcast, I'll see you next week. Thank you very much for your time.
Okay. Thanks, everybody.
All right. Everybody have a great day.
Okay. Bye.